on the note with the 4-3 repeater, I did get a chance to look at the cans that used to be the duplexers, and I got them to actually get back into band and have a low, you know, insertion rate. So it's back down like 0.7 dBs, I think. I need to verify it again just to make sure the temperature isn't affecting it or there's some weird thing when I move them. But I'm hoping to reinstall the clubs repeater duplexers back at the site. So the original ones.
Maybe if I could just explain that a little bit more detail. So basically we had our original 4-3 repeater, it started to fail. The power, the amplifier on it started to fail, and it seemed like it gradually was losing power over a period of months. And then when we took a look at it, we discovered something that surprised us, which was that there's the last thing before the signal goes up the antenna is a duplexer. And once you tune those things, normally they don't really move much. Well, this one had gone out of tune. And so the power amplifier on the repeater was seeing a lot of, it wasn't seeing the right impedance basically because it wasn't tuned. And so it was probably overheating the thing or stressing it and may have contributed to the failure of that thing. So then what Cody did is he found we had another repeater that was basically the same design, the same model. And he took that one and put it in a bigger cabinet and put the ability to have some extra remote receivers and things like that with it, and substituted a different set, a different duplexer that was properly tuned, and that's what's up there now.
Yes, which were originally, I retuned for Clearfill to old frequencies when I was playing around with VHF DMR, which I'd still like to get back on that project this winter. But yeah, the duplexers that originally at the tower site had two of the cans on the receiving and transmit side were at 2.9 dBs insertion loss, which was enough just to kill the amplifier inside the repeater or old repeater. Yeah. So I put that thing on the bench, played around with it, it gets 0 watts out of the transmitter.
And we never did really figure out how it went out of tune.
No. I think it was the can on the top, like the rods, it wasn't fully secure with the rotation cup. The other thing had been the capacitance loop, which would, if it got adjusted, it would have shortened or widened, you know, the notching. If that would have gone out, then, you know, you'd have the transmit coming to the receive side, the receive coming to the transmit easier at a lower impedance and cause, you know, damage to either one. So that repeater currently in its state is pretty much dead. It's just a part repeater now.
The old one. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Mm-hmm.